Welcome back to the OU Daily International Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Shishi, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Truma, Parshas Zachar, the seventh day of the month of Adar. As always, it is great to be back with all of you. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, in particular, the amazing Schwartz family, whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Please note the deadline to submit a sponsorship for Monday's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to introduce and welcome to the Daily Call Rabbi Mark Wilds of the Manhattan Jewish Experience and on the Upper West Side in Manhattan, New York, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Wilds slowly reciting over three daily chapters of Tehillim, Perek, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. There's our chapters 23, 121, and 130. And as always, it will be followed by the Mishnah Berach L'Cholim and Achinu. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding Monday's speaker, Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Weil.
Good morning, good afternoon, actually, and good Erev Shabbos to everyone. Thank you, Naftali, and also thank you to my friend and colleague, Rabbi Avi Heller, also of the OU. I consider it a great honor to be able to share some words of Torah and hopefully some inspiration with all of you this very important Shabbat as we prepare for Purim. Irina Sendler was a Christian woman who lived in Warsaw, Poland during the Second World War. And she got permission to work in the Warsaw Ghetto as a plumbing and sewer specialist, but she had an ulterior motive. Irina used her job to smuggle Jewish infants out of the ghetto in the bottom of the toolbox, believe it or not, that she carried. She also carried a burlap sack in the back of her truck to smuggle out larger children. And she kept this dog, who she trained to bark whenever the Nazi soldiers let her in and out of the ghetto. And the soldiers didn't want anything to do with the dog, and the barking was able to cover up the noises made by the infants and the children that Irina was sneaking out of the ghetto. And during all of this time, Irina Sendler managed to smuggle out and save 2,500 Jewish children, infants and children. She was eventually caught by the Nazis, who beat her severely, but she survived. And she kept a record of the names of all the kids she had smuggled out in this glass jar that she buried underneath a tree in her backyard. After the war, Irina tried to locate any of the parents that may have survived, tried to reunite them with their families. Unfortunately, most of them have been killed by the Nazis, but the kids that she saved all got placed in foster homes or were adopted. Amazing and true story. And I'm sharing this with you on Erev Shabbat Parshat Zachor as we get closer to Purim, because one of the most important messages of Purim is to seize the moment, to take in up the opportunity to whatever situation you find yourself in life. Because whatever situation we find ourselves in is where we're supposed to be, and we're supposed to utilize it like Irina did. In the Megillah, in the height of the drama, after the terrible edict had just been announced that on the 14th of the month of Adar, all Jews were to be destroyed, Mordechai goes to Esther, tells her of the decree, the huge amount of money that Haman promised to pay off the king, shows her this copy of the decree that's been distributed. And what's Esther's response? I don't know. I'm not sure I can go before Achashverosh. I haven't been summoned. And then in a very famous line back in the Megillah from Mordechai, Mordechai says, don't think you'll be able to escape, ki macharish tacharishi be'et hazot, because if you keep silent at this time, ravach v'hatzala ya'amod la'yudim mimakom acher, salvation will come to the Jewish people from some other place. If you don't speak up and try to save the Jews, God will save them anyway. However, umi yodea im le'et kazot higat l'malchut, but who knows if it was just for this moment that you became queen. And the question that's raised by many of the Mefarshim is, what is it that would motivate Esther to act if Revach Vahatzala, if the Jewish people are going to be saved anyway, as Mordechai is telling Esther, then who needs you? How would that motivate Queen Esther to act by telling her that if you don't act, you know, God's going to save the Jewish people anyway. But it's the second part. The second part, he says, Mi yodei im le'id kazot. Who knows that this is why you were queen? Mordechai was telling Esther that we're all here for a reason. We all have a mission. We all have a purpose in this world. And that mission is different for each and every one of us. And therefore, each of us is placed in a different set of circumstances. And you, Esther, perhaps this is why you were chosen to be queen. And you will have squandered this life opportunity to do this. The Ramchal writes, with a great Mekubalim, Rabbeinu Moshe Chaim Lutzato, that every person's life predicament is their challenge. It says that a person who is poor is challenged to see if they can be Sameach B'chelko, if they can somehow become satisfied with the little they have. And a rich person is challenged to see if they become charitable or if they become indifferent to the plight of the poor. And Mordechai was telling Esther, you've been elevated to the position of this, of being the queen, but the spiritual perfection that you can realize from this position will only be realized if you act. Maybe this is just why you were chosen. Irina Sendler, a plumber in Warsaw. Okay, you think a plumber, what kind of mission and purpose does a plumber have? But she seized the opportunity. She acted, and she, in doing so, she saved countless lives and perhaps also fulfilled her own divine purpose and mission in this world. And we all have that situation. Somebody might be stuck in some kind of dead-end job, but maybe they were supposed to be there to meet someone, to be challenged by some kind of situation. I tell this to my students, maybe to get set up on a bad date, but maybe we're supposed to meet that individual for a different reason. Or we're now cocooned in our homes with our families, you know, during these months of COVID. Perhaps some of us are even alone, unfortunately. There's got to be some purpose, some reason, some opportunity that we can find that this situation never happened. This call going out to hundreds of people from the OU every day, what would have happened had COVID never struck? The lesson of the Megillah is that there are no coincidences in life. And things may look haphazard. They look coincidental. Purim, from the word pur, lottery. Things look random. But in the end, Kadosh Baruch Hu, God is orchestrating things from above. And so let us embrace where we are in life. And let us be zocha, merit to use the situations in which we find ourselves to fulfill our divine mission. And in doing so, become the best person and the best Jew that we were supposed to be. Shabbat Shalom, and it should be a Purim Sameach for you and your families. We're going to recite some Tehillim. If you have a Siddur or Tehillim, you can open to Kuf Gimel, the first capital, chapter 23 in the Book of Psalms in Sefer Tehillim. Keep in mind all of those we're davening for Refuah Shlema, for complete healing. And then we'll recite a Mishaberach V'chol in the prayer for those who are ill and sing Achenu afterwards. Mizmor leDavid Adonai ro'i lo echsar, binot desha yarbitzini almei menuchoti nahaleni, nafshi yeshovev yancheni b'ma'agli tzedek l'man shemo. Gam ki elech b'geitz al mavet, lo ira ra ki ata imadi, shivtecha mishantecha hema yinachamuni, tarach lefanai shulchan neged tzorarai, tishanta v'shemen roshi kosi revaya, Achtov v'chesed yudufuni kol yimei chayai, v'shavti b'veit Adonai l'orech yamin. Continue to Kuf Aleph, Psalm 121. Shir l'amala s'sainai l'harim, y'ayin yavo ezrihi, ezrihi me'im Adonai, osei shamayim v'aret, al yitain l'mohot raglecha, al yanum shomrecha, Hine lo yanum v'lo yishan shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tzilcha al yad yimineka. Yomam ha-shemesh lo yakeka v'yareyach balayla. Adonai yishmarcha mikol ra, yishmar es nafshecha. Adonai yishmar et seifcha v'orecha mi'atah ohav yad olam. Last capital, Kuf Lamed, Kuf Lamed, Psalm 130. Ashir hamalos mimamakim karasicho Adonai Adonai shima dekoli tihyanu aznecha kashuvos lekol tachnunai im avonos tishmarya Adonai mi amod ki imcha haslicha lemahan tivarei ki visi Adonai kivsan nafshi v'lid baro hochalti nafshi l'Adonai mishamrim laboker shamrim laboker Yachel Yisrael Adonai, Kim Adonai Yachesed, Barbeim Ofeduhus, Behu Yifte Es Yisrael, Mikol Avonasav. Recite a Mishaberach V'cholim, a prayer for those who are ill. We daven for their complete recovery. Mishaberach Avoseinu, I'll pause in a moment, and when I pause, please insert any names for individuals for whom you are davening. Mishaberach Avoseinu, Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, Moshe Aaron, David Shlomo, Avimotenu, Sarah Rivka Rachel V'Laya, Yivarach V'Rape Et HaCholim. Bavur Shibli Neda Yitem Staka Bavuram Biskaza Kodosh Baruchi Male Rachamim Alehem Lachlimam Larabotam Olachazikam Alachayotam Vishlach Lahem Era Refor Shlema Mina Shemayim Lachol Averem Lachol Gidein Batok Shaar Choli Yisrael Refuat HaNefesh Urefuat HaGuf Hashtah Bagala Ubizman Kariv Vin Omar Amen. If you want to sing along with me. Ahacheinu Kol Beis Yisrael, Achenu, Kol Beis Yisrael, Anisunim Batzara, Batzara Hu Vashivya, Omdim Bein Bayam, Huvein Bayabasha. I am Mahakam Yirachem, Yirachem Aleheyem, Vyotziyem, Mitzahara, I live here, Vacha, Umeafel Aliora, Umishimbo, the Yehola, Hashta, Vahagala, Uvizman, Ekarid, Alalai, Lalalai, Lalai, Lalai, Alalai, Lalai, Alalai, 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 Alalai,
Amen. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all of those in need, especially those in Texas impacted by the severe weather this past week, that all of our tefillos will be answered, L'tova, and may the Ribono Sheolam, the Master of the world, please speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. I will be away on Monday, but my good friend and colleague, Rabbi Phil Kerish, will be in the studio guest hosting the program, as well as being our featured speaker. Please join us then, Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. As again, we will hear words of inspiration from Rabbi Phil Kerish, who is the Midwest Regional Director for the Orthodox Union. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, meaningful, restful, and safe Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom.